Hey,
welcome to
Find a Therapist.
Oh,
Yasmin,
sorry,
you gotta do it now.
Welcome to Find a Therapist.
Yeah, everyone, let's get a hand for Yasmin.
Thanks, everyone.
Today I think we're just answering like deep questions.
We had,
right? I don't know.
We didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
So we resorted to TikTok.
Yeah.
And then we found a bunch of questions that would be interesting to answer.
Yeah. True.
Nicole's putting on shades.
Yeah, I look so slay right now with this.
Anyways, so first question we're going to answer. Why am I out of breath? Oh, I just ran downstairs. Sorry, guys. I'm winded.
Yeah. All right, so she found like some random questions on TikTok and we were reading them and they're pretty good. Like, I feel like we're going to have some good answers to them. So, okay, Yasmin, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, wait, I don't know where the question went. One moment.
Oh.
One moment.
Oh, intermission? She's trying to scavenge for the questions.
Oh, got it.
All right, period.
What is something that you are certain you'll never experience?
Okay, so my first thought was something I'll never experience, like, homelessness. Can I say that?
You've said
I'm
it already.
I'm never gonna experience that. The closest I'll ever get to that is when I slept on the street for Harry Styles, but other than that,
I cannot believe you just said that.
Well, I did. I slept on the streets of downtown.
No, that's not
Tampa.
What I can't believe you just said.
Oh, that I said homelessness?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not planning on it.
All right.
A lot would have to go wrong for me to experience that. Anyways, I will never experience like a face tattoo pain. Like, I'll never experience that. Like, I'm never going to get a face tattoo. I'll never experience, man, there's so much. Eyebrow piercing, never going to experience that ever in my life. Never going to know what that feels like. What's that like, you know? You know when people like rip their tongue in half so they have a snake tongue? Never going to experience that. I'm never gonna, I could go on and on. Hopefully I never experience going bald, but like, knock on wood, you really never know what's gonna happen to you.
That's the crazy thing, you never know.
You literally never know, but I got a lot
I'm
of hair,
I'm trying to think
so
of certainty, like, okay, I'm certain Ow. I'll never experience moving to Australia.
Oh, you're just never gonna, what if you have to move to Australia one day? What if you meet an Australian man?
Well, he's going to have to
come to me.
A
gorgeous little Australian. And he's like, let's go to the down under with the kangaroos.
I'd say, no, there's big spiders and you're going to have to move here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's fair enough. I'll never, like, experience being, like, worldwide famous, like Taylor Swift. Never going to experience that.
Never say never.
Yeah, but come on, worldwide Taylor Swift famous?
Taylor Swift famous. Well,
come on.
What about like Charli D'Amelio? Do you think she ever thought that was going to happen? Well, obviously.
Well, is she worldwide famous?
Yeah, she has 100-something million on TikTok.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? Okay. Yeah, scratch that. Maybe I'll be worldwide famous.
You never know.
Maybe that's just a new, like, oh, wait, isn't like you. Never mind, guys. Sometimes English just doesn't work. I was going to make a connection between me saying that I'm not going to be worldwide famous is just going to make me worldwide famous because, like, you want what you don't have and like, something about law of attraction manifest. Guys, I don't know.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, always wanting what you can't have?
Yeah, that's my story of my life. Hey, I'll never experience living in the 90s.
That's a given.
Yeah, but I never will.
I'll never
experience. As badly as I want to, I'll never will.
I'll also never experience living in the year 3000.
Is that a bit too? Well, you don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen.
You think I'm going to live that long?
What if they decide to change the years and we're in 3000 and then technically you're living in 3000?
But like, I wouldn't be.
Let's say the aliens take over and then they decide that it's year 3000.
I'll never experience...
I'll never experience going to outer space.
Yeah, no.
That used to traumatize me as a child that I could never go to outer space. It made me, like, actually sad.
I was so thankful I could never.
Are you serious? I was so upset. Every time we had to go to the Kennedy Space Center as, like, a field trip, I'd be like, yes! Oh, this is so cool. No. Look at that. And now, after I watched that one movie with Sandra Bullock in it or something, and like there was a show with the dude who like froze to death in space, and I was like, yeah, I didn't know it was cold up there. I'm never going to space.
I'll never experience speaking. I'm trying to think of a language I would realistically never speak.
Maybe like Mandarin, something really hard.
Yeah.
That you could like really never learn.
Yeah, I would never learn that.
Yeah. It'd be like really hard. People spend years.
I feel like I'll only ever speak the languages I speak right now.
I actually feel like I would definitely try to learn another language. Because I suck at Spanish. I used to be good at it. Now I suck at Spanish after I forgot it. But like, I totally want to learn like, I don't know, French. That seems so lit. My dad learned French because he was bored. Now he speaks French. It's crazy.
I know I don't have the willpower to like learn. I already speak two, so.
Period. Yeah. Bilingual.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what is something I'm never gonna experience ever?
Should we answer another question?
I literally could go on and on. Like, there's a lot of places I would just never live in. Oh my god, I wonder if there's any place I just never visit, like, in my entire life. Like, I'll never end up.
Do you think it's true that you don't really know someone until you live with them?
You don't really know someone until you live with them?
Can I be honest? I feel like you never know someone, period.
Yeah, you never know someone. Unless you're their, like, sibling. And even then, you don't really know them. Yeah,
even then.
Like, I've lived with my sisters for, well, I'm 20. So, 20 years minus the year So-So wasn't alive yet. And, like, I know them probably better than anyone else does. But I still don't know them.
Yeah.
Only you know you. Yeah.
I definitely think living with someone can give you a better, like,
understanding of who they are. Yeah. And, like, because you get to see how they live their life.
And also, like, people show their true colors when you're around them more often. Mm-hmm. So if you live with somebody,
you see
everything. They can start getting a little nasty.
Yeah. You see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see their bad days or good days. You see, like, what they do in between when you would usually see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be like 2 p.m. and I think to myself, what is Nicole doing right now?
Oh, 2 p.m. Okay, well, it depends.
I didn't mean literally.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you. So it depends. If this was a month ago, honestly, I might have just woken up. That's actually not true, but I
2 p.m.?
I'm probably sitting in my bed. Oh. 100%. I'm definitely in my room. There's no way I'm out doing something. And if I am, then if it's right now, I'd either be at, like, a drive-thru or something. I'd be in my car, or I'd, like, the TV's definitely on, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Did I even answer the question?
No. Well, I don't remember.
Never mind. I forgot what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Period. I just stopped saying
what's
that
the
so
most
much.
Unforgivable thing someone has done to you, and who did it? Not answering the second
Jesus
part.
Jesus Christ. What is the most unforgivable thing?
I feel like nothing. Sorry, I'm far away from the mic. I feel like, okay, how do I explain this? There's certain people that I would never be friends with again.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as forgiving them, I won't hold a grudge for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I can forgive literally anyone. Like, I kind of get over it really quickly. Like, after a while, I'm like, okay, what's the point? Like, I wouldn't put it.
You'd
like,
have
it
to
wouldn't
do
be impossible, but
I would. Yeah, you'd have something. To do something horrible. Beyond the imaginable for me to never, ever forgive you again.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever, like, wronged me that bad.
Ooh, you know what, though? If someone hurts my friend or my family, I'll have a harder time forgiving them than if they were to hurt myself.
That's actually really true, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
I would never... Unforgivable, though, it would have to be, like, a crime.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to, like... Yeah. I don't know. I don't even want to say what you'd have to do, but it would be...
I don't think anything that horrible has happened to me where it'd be, like, something unforgivable. What was the question?
Something...
The most unforgivable thing ever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if anything that bad has happened. There's definitely a lot of things where I'm like, people have said stuff where I'm like, ooh, that's going to stick with me forever. But it's not like it's the most unforgivable thing ever. It just affected me.
What's that saying? You can forgive, but I won't
forget? Yeah.
True. I'll have my guard up.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. Is home for you a place or a feeling?
Home, a place, or a feeling?
I think I both.
Can I say, like, home is literally just wherever, like, my family is, then it feels like home? Like, I could be in my house, like, my first house, or not first, but the house that I consider, like, home. I could be there, but if my family isn't there, my dogs aren't there, then it's, like, not home.
True.
So, like...
But I also...
It's a feeling. It's a feeling. To me, it's okay. A feeling, I think.
I agree, but I do have a connection with Orlando. True. That I think will always be considered, like, home. Even if I move away in the future, which I will, mm-hmm. you know, I'm only 20, like, God knows where I'm right. going to be in 10 years, 20 years.
I think in a broader sense, like a just home, like something, like the most familiar thing to me will probably always be Orlando.
Yeah.
Because that's like home.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. And
I'm thinking
up.
Like home. Because I'm thinking like every time when I was living in New York or whatever, like it never felt right. Because I was always like, I feel like I need to be with my family right now. Like even when I go out and I'm like, let's say I'm at a concert and I'm just like out really late. And I'm like, I feel like I'm supposed to be home, like with my family right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it feels weird being away. And that's why I'm like connecting. Okay. But it's not the place of home. It's like. I feel like I'm supposed to be with my mom right now because then I feel more at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think family... I don't know how I would answer this question because...
It kind of goes both ways, though.
Yeah, it does go both ways. Obviously, I adore my family.
Yeah.
But I hope that one day... Never mind.
Well,
I just feel like I used to have very bad attachment issues to my family.
Yeah.
So, like, it's scary for me to answer this question because in my brain I'm like, I want to have that independence. But I think right. it's not a vulnerable thing to be like, oh, I want to be with my mom.
Yeah.
No, for some reason in my brain I categorize, like, I don't know. Because I always had, like, attachment issues.
Oh.
So, in my head I'm thinking... I hope one day I can feel home with myself.
True. Yeah, I'm not really thinking that far ahead in the future of, like... I'm just eventually, thinking, yeah, it'll have to be like that.
That's what...
You can't...
I wasn't saying it, like, that way. I'm just saying I hope one day I feel confident enough that I feel safe.
I don't know what you meant by that way.
I didn't...
So I definitely wasn't thinking...
Okay, good.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Never mind.
Okay, then. Well, now I'm curious.
No. Whatever. I don't want to say it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that. Because I don't want to... Yeah, in the future, eventually you have to have a new home. You mm-hmm. know? So I guess that makes sense. Eventually home will have to... It's a comfort thing. It but is. Also, I'm like, I'm not afraid to leave my family.
I'm not either anymore. But yeah. I'm saying years ago I was.
Yeah. So like...
Still engraved in my brain.
It's good to have home, but... There's many homes.
Yeah, I think you can have more than one.
Yeah.
This was too long of an answer.
Yeah, whatever.
What is your biggest regret?
My biggest regret?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I think my biggest regret, I have a lot of regrets, and I know people say don't live with regrets, but mm-hmm. I feel like that's unrealistic because who doesn't live without regret?
I have like random regrets. People I'm trying to think of a big one. Because like, I'm glad I did a lot of things, but I'm also like,
A big one for me would be never trusting myself with anything.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I always was so dependent. This goes back to what I was saying. I was always so dependent on other people for my own sake.
Like, trusting yourself, like, to go do things or just trusting yourself to have things?
Everything.
Oh, jeez, yeah. In
everything. I always depended on everyone. I felt like I had a big dependence thing when I was younger / growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm recently, well, not recently, I'd say a couple years ago, mm-hmm. it got better, but I used to even not be hello English. I used to not even feel comfortable going to a coffee shop alone or doing Dang. Random little things by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm saying internal and external, like physical things that you do and also internally.
I think for me, we're talking about regrets, like what we regret.
Yeah, because okay, I think that regret, I just forgot for some reason. That regret linked to a lot of other little regrets.
I think I regret like trusting so many people in like the beginning, like growing up I trusted people, never thought like anyone had like bad intentions ever, So leading on later, it's caused me to like want to trust people with everything and then realizing that's not like how people actually are. So like now it's harder for me.
Do you have trust issues?
What is a trust issue?
Like
you don't, you're always skeptical of people or?
Yeah, like you have a hard time letting people in.
No, I kind of just tell everyone everything. I need to stop doing that, though. Like, I literally, I don't know why. Like, I'll tell myself, okay, no, like, you need to understand, like, people don't have, some people have it out for you.
They do.
But my brain is like, eh, whatever. They're my friend. Even though I could have just met them, I will tell them everything. I don't know why, though. But no, it definitely, it's, I think it's just made it hard to make friends later on in life. And I think also, not really working on like my social skills when I was younger is a regret because now I just can't talk.
Mm-hmm. That's not true, but
well, depends on the day.
I have major trust issues.
Really?
I have probably the worst trust issues out of all of my friends, I would say.
Really? So what's that like? Like if you were to meet someone.
I was about to name names, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
I forgot we were on a podcast.
Yeah.
No, but certain people, like, what you would expect me to be more open with, but I don't really reach out. This sounds so bad, but I don't reach for the friendship. It takes a lot for me to put a lot. What am I trying to say? For me to want to be your friend, and not in a mean way, but I'm saying for me to trust you to be a friend, because I don't take friendships lightly. When you're my friend, like, I will do everything for you. So for you to get to that level, it takes a long time, unless I instantly click with you.
Right.
But even people that I've known for months, like, we barely speak, because I don't really
reach out to them.
Yeah, no.
Like, you don't. Yeah, I get that. I think I'm just, like, can be alone for so long that sometimes I'm like, I forget I can reach out to people.
It's also so harder like as we get. It's harder as we get older, I think.
Sometimes I just forget people exist.
Oh.
And like they'll be important to me, but some days I just forget that they exist. I literally live in my own little world. It's really bad. Like I can be alone for so long and then I'll be like, oh, hey, I forgot I'm friends with this person. I should probably like be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking of certain people, but
I am too, but I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, like I literally just forget. I'm like, wait, oh my god, like it'll hit me like randomly in a month, like, oh my god, I'm friends with them. Like, oh shoot.
I also won't be authentic. Not authentic, but I will have walls up, like major walls up for a long time. Like I will not let you in on anything. You will not know anything about me.
Wow. Why do I'm so like I'll spill everything.
Have you ever heard me talk about, like, if I'm with a
No, but see, but see, to me, I don't know that there's more to that. To me, I just think that's it.
No, but I think like, what we talk about on our own versus what I talk about if we're in a group of people.
Right.
Mind you, I barely speak when we're in a group of people.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Huh. Period.
You can thank my past friends that were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
For that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I get overly excited when I'm with a bunch of people and I'll just tell story on story and story. But, like, I also, like, you know, I do have a thing, though, of, like, I'm not allowed to cry in front of other people. So, like, maybe that'll go into a little bit. Like, I'm not going to cry in front of anyone. Like, I'm never going to tell them enough or I'll be, like, crying.
Oh, me either.
Yeah, like.
Well, even if I'm telling them everything, I won't cry. Because actually, I've been crying a lot recently. I've gotten more comfortable with crying in front of people.
Yeah.
I used to shed one tear.
Yeah, same. I used to think I used to, like, convince people that I couldn't cry. I feel like I have contacts. I can't cry. It's just because, like, sometimes I didn't care enough to cry over something.
No.
Like, we'll be watching a movie and they're sobbing. And I'm like, honestly, this doesn't affect me at all. But they're like, I'm like, guys, I would be crying. I just have contacts on. I'm such a liar.
I don't cry during movies. But if I'm upset in my personal life, I probably will cry if you're with me.
Yeah.
But as far as like watching a movie or to TikTok or anything that.
You'll never catch me crying over a TikTok.
Well, there's some really sad TikToks.
Yeah, but that's not going to make me cry.
It's like, they're like devastating, but I scroll right past them.
I see them though, and to me, my brain can't comprehend that they're real.
See, that's me with...
You know?
Okay, this is going to sound so bad with like major like events that are really bad that happen in the world.
Oh.
Sometimes it's hard for me to imagine...
That's real?
But then I force myself to educate myself on it.
Oh, yeah.
So that because I feel like it's selfish of me to think that it's unimaginable or whatever mm-hmm. when there's people dealing with it. So mm-hmm. I force myself to watch the utmost videos on it, and then I get really sad.
Oh, I do that to myself too, but it's more of like a curiosity thing.
Oh, I just feel like I just if like, someone I'm just else, like,
what happened?
Yeah, I just feel like if that's people's realities and it's happening, so
right,
people know what I'm talking about.
I have cried over stuff like that before,
and and it's happening so frequently. Like just because in my little world I'm not experiencing it doesn't mean other people right. aren't, and doesn't mean I shouldn't be completely educated on it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I get that. Sometimes I'm like I shouldn't be looking so into this because it does freak me out, and then I'm like for the next like. Few weeks I'm like on high alert about everything
I feel like it's my job like I
to know
yeah like what's going on to be aware and to feel things like, yeah. with the world
but then I'm like I can't know too much because then you stop like living a little bit
true
you become scared of everything yeah and I've seen it happen to people where I'm like you're too educated on things you need to stop. Like, you're going to become too scared to do anything.
I feel like people know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to say what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no. But also, there's a lot of things. Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah.
I don't know how we got here.
What was the question?
Wow.
I don't remember what the question was.
Honestly, I don't remember either.
Man.
Sorry, guys.
I think we're finding another question.
We are.
Yeah. Stand by while Yasmin Clapham scrolls through TikTok finding more questions. We don't really ever like fully plan this before. So no. We don't have like set questions.
No, not at all.
No. So
okay. Do humans do evil things because evil things have been done to them?
Do humans do evil things because evil things have been done to them? Well, I thought of a situation. And I'm like, that doesn't justify that still.
No. Evil, I feel like evil... What are we categorizing evil to be? If we're talking low-key... Okay.
Okay.
Because obviously there's, you know, things that are absolutely inhuman to me.
Yeah.
That happen in this world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But if we're talking low-key, like, if someone's a bully...
Okay, someone bullies you.
Are they... I feel like
it's
true.
Are they bullying you because something happened? Yeah. Usually if someone's bullying you, their parents are probably being evil to them or something like that. Or something, someone, you know what I mean? Like, it's always a root to something.
Yeah.
So, they're doing evil things because an evil thing was done to them and now they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in every Disney movie, that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
The villain's always evil because something happened to them. And then you find out and you're like, oh, I get it now. But then there's some things where I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand that happened to you, but you can't do that now because...
I also don't justify bullying either.
You don't justify bullying? What does that mean? Like, you don't think it's okay?
I feel like even if you're having a hard time...
Yeah. You can't bully other people?
Well, I think sometimes it's necessary in certain situations. Okay. But no, I'm talking about... There are mean
real
people.
Bullying.
There are mean, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, real bullying, like... ruining their life bullying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's messed up.
So that, I'm trying to explain
some
that
light bullying.
I don't know why, or I don't know if it's normalized or whatever, but who said it's okay that just because your life is miserable in certain right. aspects, why are you making someone else's
someone else
miserable?
Left miserable? Yeah,
why
that's
do,
like
why
up.
Do humans do that?
It's...
I don't understand.
It's like, I don't know. If you feel pain, you don't want anyone else to be happier than you. Some people's brains work like that, unfortunately. Yeah. Some people's brains work like that. Mine does not. So, I don't know.
I will be in a different mood, but I don't ever be mean to someone.
Yeah, like, if I'm feeling sad, I don't need someone else to feel sad. Yeah. If anything, I feel bad being around them because I might make them sad just based off the energy of the room. Where I'm like, if I'm in a bad mood, I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be around people. If not, I feel bad because I feel like I'm making them in a bad mood. And they're wondering, like, oh my God, like, why is this girl in such a bad mood right now? Like,
right.
Having siblings, it's the same thing. Because I've noticed it. And I'm like, okay, if you're in a bad mood, go stay in your room, girl. Don't make me in a bad mood.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I will say I have attitude sometimes, as does everyone.
Attitude.
Or I can be in a bad mood and show it.
Well, yeah, most people are.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to hide.
Sometimes, like, but, you know, or for the 20 years I've been on Earth, it's not always been possible.
Well, yeah, sometimes you can't. Like, if you're at, yeah. imagine you're at school and you're in a bad mood, like,
ooh,
everyone's going to see you in a bad mood.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, usually once I'm around other people, I know how to, like, numb all emotions, and I'm, like, not really.
Oh, I can't do that.
I don't know what happens. My brain just goes on to, like, social mode. But even then immediately after everyone's gone, I'm like, oh, I'm so exhausted right now.
I can't do that. If I'm in an off mood, sad, angry.
Like, you're just in it.
I'm just in it.
Wow.
People can make me feel better, but.
Right. Usually, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll try really hard to be alone and then also, like, do the things that will make me in a better mood. But then if someone, like, it'll be very fragile. So, like, let's say I'm in a bad mood, then I go do my usual tasks that make me a little bit happier, which consist of, like, driving around, go to Taco Bell or something, or Panda Express, something that, like, I wouldn't usually do, but, yeah. like, brings me happiness. It's like a comfort thing. Whatever, go to Target, whatever, and then I'm in a better mood. But then if I come home and, let's say my little sister says something off, you know, calls me Santa Claus, then that's it. Now I'm pissed. You know, like, it's very fragile.
I feel like we talked about enough, to be honest. Yeah. I feel like our 20 minutes are always the best.
Yeah, our 20 minutes are the best, and we know. Like, we've been new.
Yeah, tell us to talk less.
Yeah, so what's your hyperfixation?
My hyperfixation...
I gotta check my list.
Would be the beach.
Really? Oh, yeah, you were just at the beach.
I was at the beach yesterday.
Period.
And I haven't been to the... It's not like I've been to the beach every day. I'm just... I love the beach, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, my hyperfixation. I don't know if I said hot girl walk, but I've been going on my hot girl walks. Like, I like
you.
I don't know if I did. I don't think I did. I think I said the 80s. I'm like, oh, sure, yeah. But been going on hot girl walks. It's been really fun. Also, like, summertime. So, like, I listen to very... I don't know what is up with me, but I keep reverting back to my middle school self. And I keep listening to music I listened to literally almost 10 years ago. Like, not really 10 years ago, but I'm talking, like, 2014 kind of era. And I keep listening to, like very pop radio music, and it just really reminds me of summertime, and I'm really hyper-fixated on it because I go on my hot girl walk, and I listen to, like, I don't know. There's, like, this one song by Calvin Harris with Haim. Don't really like Calvin Harris as a person, but...
Period.
I like the song, and it reminds me of summertime, and I'm hyper-fixated on that, so...
Yeah.
Woo!
And that's the end of this episode.
That is the end of this episode.
If you guys want to follow us on social media, I don't know. Oh,
if you guys want to follow us on social media, make sure to, you can find us at, that made no sense. You can find us at Find a Therapist Podcast, except Twitter. It's at Find a Therapist Podcast with two T's. Make sure to follow us on TikTok and give a heart to every single TikTok we have on there, because then I'll give you a cookie. If you comment that on all of them, like a cookie emoji, I will, like, personally go find your Instagram. I'll track you down and I would DM you a cookie. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.